Okay, our topic today is human resources, or as I like to say, people. Human resources, even that phrase is kind of one of these corporate little buzzwords. You know, a resource is something that's useful, and of course, human is a person. So traditionally, this was called personnel or staffing, or I don't know. There are lots of names that can be used for this area of business, but it's all about hiring people, dealing with sort of payroll and benefits and you know, all the things that sort of surround the hiring and, you know, firing of people. And that means full-time employees, part-time employees, temps, interns. It could even deal with, you know, outsourcing sometimes to, all of those things.
Yeah, human resources really is nothing more than that part of a business, no matter how big that business is, that's focused on the policies, the practices, and the procedures of the company as they relate to people. Because there are, you know, every company has its own policies on, vacation plan, sick day plan, leaves.
Like personal days.
Personal days, medical leaves. They have their own policies, practices, and procedures on compensation. They have different compensation models. How much of an increase a person gets when they go from one job to the next. How much they get when they are promoted to a specific level. They have policies and practices and procedures in terms of the medical insurance that the company does or does not provide. They're just a whole...
Maternity leave, that's another one.
Maternity leave.
Some companies even do paternity leave.
Yep, maternity leave. And in the United States, they have this, I forget what it's called, but you can take a leave to take care of a sick relative.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it's called, but there's all of those kind of things, anything relating to the people. And, of course, if there's a human resources department, inevitably they are the ones who act as the advice and counsel to managers on all of these policies and practices and procedures, including when a manager needs to fire somebody or when a manager needs to hire somebody. Now, how much they get involved really depends more on the manager than it does the organization. Well, that's not true. There are some companies where the HR department is very, very strong, and managers really aren't allowed to do much of anything without going through them. Hopefully, you're not working for that kind of company, because manager needs to be able to be flexible themselves, understand the policies, the practices, the procedures, and get advice and counsel when they need it and act when they have to.
You know, and human resources, I think often they also will do sort of the new employee orientation training. Kind of, I think of it more as the general new employee stuff. So they don't teach the new employees how to do a specific job. That's going to be their manager or team or something. But it's more about, you know, just about welcome to the company, and here are all the rules and regulations and policies of the company, and here's your benefit package, and here are your other little perks, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, right. It's and they'll also talk about the company culture, the company history, all of that kind of stuff. And as you say, here's your benefits package, which you may or may not understand, but they're not going to teach you how to orient you on your specific job. It has going to be nothing to do with accounting or marketing or manufacturing or whatever your job is. It's all of those people-related things that they're going to do. They'll also, they conduct, some companies, the human resources organization is the one that conducts what you call development programs, development training programs. And these are ones to maybe help improve the certain skills of the people, or maybe even develop them towards being managers.
kind of so, more general types of training.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's all geared, again, towards the people aspect, which certainly is important, but it's geared towards the people and not the specific day-to-day tasks and duties and responsibilities that they have in their job itself.
You know, I have to admit, I have a pretty dim view of human resources. Maybe coming out in our conversation, I tend to see them as bureaucrats, you know, that they're the ones, you know, doing all the paperwork and dealing with all the legalities of hiring people and the benefits and all that. But, you know, you're not going to get far if you're like, for example, on either side, if you're trying to get a job, if you're trying to go through human resources first in order to get hired, that's a nightmare because they don't really make those decisions usually. And if you're a manager or entrepreneur or someone, you know, someone higher up in the organization trying to hire someone, then you got to deal with, again, with HR and all their kind of, you know, paperwork and stuff. So they tend not to be appreciated very well.
I can see where this conversation is leading because I'm of the same opinion. I've worked in a very large corporation that had a human resources. In fact, when I started, I mean, it's been a long time. It was called personnel. And there were certain rules and guidelines that as a manager I was supposed to follow. And by and large, I did. But by and large, I was I tended to like to be able to do something and then tell them afterwards. Hmm. And, of course, that caused some gnashing of teeth and some irritability and a few chewing outs that I got. But, hey, I was paid to accomplish a job, and I wasn't paid to canter up to these human resource people. And they, you're right, they are bureaucratic. They get in the way. They've got their policy book, their procedures book, and their rules and guidelines, and that's the first thing you do when you ask for advice is they open up that book. And they're kind of like working with the government. They get all the red tape, and they're going to make sure you go through it if you get involved with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the name human resources just annoys me because it's this kind of corporate phrase that kind of, I find it dehumanizing, you know. So we're not going to call it personnel. We're not going to call it, you know, the people department or the talent department or the recruiting department or anything that actually would suggest that they're dealing with people. You know, human resources, it sounds like they're dealing with, you know, pieces of metal or wood or something.
Yeah, well, it's how bureaucrats look at things, you know. It's a commodity.
Yep.
And I don't care what you say. They're feelings of compassion, if you will, over these human resource issues really are, again, right from the book. Right from the book, the policies that the company is supposed to be following. And another area they get into, where sometimes they can be quite helpful, is that they're usually the ones that know and understand the government policies and government rules in terms of working with employees and people. And there are some significant ones concerning wages, hours, working conditions, things of that nature. And if you're not a very astute manager, you might want to talk to the human resources people to make sure you understand all those things, because those not only differ from a nationwide basis, but they'll differ state to state to some degree.
Yeah, that's true. In the United States, each state can have their own laws and regulations, not can, they do have their own laws and regulations about employment, and then the national government has their own, and yeah, so it can be quite a nightmare.
Yeah, you go back to when we were talking about the interviewing process and the resume process, and I think we mentioned the fact that sometimes a manager will be forced to advertise a job knowing full well when they that they've already who they're going to hire. Well, that is a human resource requirement, which may or may not be because of a government requirement.
So it doesn't matter. They have to interview so many people or have the job posted for a certain amount of time publicly. You know, there's certain regulations about that.
Oh, yeah. It gets down to the level of so many minorities and so many men, so many women, all of that kind of stuff. So again, a lot of guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody understands that guidelines are not rules. Guidelines is a range of possibilities. You know, the guidelines for giving a raise when somebody gets promoted, maybe 5 to 10% are the guidelines. Well, that doesn't sound like a rule to me. You get quite a range there, and there's so many guidelines in this human resource department that they'll drive you nuts.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, I recommend avoiding them. Avoiding human resources. Go around them as much as you can. I do like the better to ask forgiveness than permission approach. So, you know, just do what you're going to do and then apologize later if you have to.
It works. If you're good, you know what you're doing, and you're willing to take a little bit of a risk.